Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Two touchdowns, and you wouldn't think that just two touchdowns would be enough for Ole Miss to upset number three Georgia. But you'd be wrong about that in the end. Of course, it also didn't hurt that you had, what, five field goals? See, that was my thought while I'm watching this game, okay? A lot of times what I'll do is I record the big ranked games, not because I'm necessarily going to watch the whole game, but because of out of interest if something weird happens. I did decide to go ahead and watch this one, though. And I think to myself, you can't win against Georgia kicking field. Well, apparently you can. 15 points in field goals and 13 points in regular in touchdowns. At least I think that's how that worked out. Anyway, 28-10 overall, and the new rankings have come out. Now Ole Miss is up at number 10, and Georgia is all the way down to number 11. There were other issues over the weekend. LSU played Alabama.
Eighth play of this opening drive. It's a keeper. Milroe follows the back. To the secondary, race to the end zone, touchdown, tied. What a start. 39 yards, electric run. Shades of what he did to him a year ago.
Yeah, that was now this is an 11 versus a 15, okay? So it's not like we're talking a big upset, but Jalen Milroe had a 39-yard rush for a touchdown.
Milroe, keeper all the way. Jalen Milroe, touchdown. Number four continues to be a nightmare for this LSU defense. Shades of last year.
That was the 14th in the season, tying him for most with Jalen Hurts. Or sorry, passing Jalen Hurts with 14, I believe. And that's in the second quarter. So first quarter, 39 yards. Second quarter, 10 yards. Third quarter.
Morrow again, keeper. Jalen Milroe to the house. The hat trick. Rushing touchdowns for the tied quarterback.
19 yards. And not to be ever done something that I've never even heard of, but in the fourth quarter, Jalen Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama.
Haynes and Miller in the backfield. First time you've seen this look, and now Miller motions out. Milroe just takes off. Guess what? Quarterback run. Jalen Milroe to sprint. Number four with his fourth rushing touchdown. 72 yards. A dagger to the Tigers' hopes, and Milroe continues to absolutely terrorize this defense.
72 yards. It was so sick to watch. John, did you watch all the Alabama game?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm an Auburn fan, okay? So I don't have a side in any game that Alabama plays in except for whoever's playing them. I'm four. You know, so even if it's LSU. And that's fine. But you got to respect the accomplishment. I mean, four touchdowns with his feet. In fact, I think all their touchdowns were on with it. They were not. But yeah, that was pretty impressive. 42-13 win in the end, and the most all time from Alabama quarterback rushing. Pretty good. Meanwhile, a little closer back at home, you had UWF playing North Greenville, and this is a pretty fun game.
First down, 10 yards on the throw and catch, and they'll go here, try to run it. Ball's on the ground, falls out of Ramirez's hands. The Argos have it. They scoop it up. DJ Barnes rolling to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. The defense scores again.
Wow.
So they scored on defense with a scoop and score. They put a two-yard run on top of that. That made it 14-0. But North Greenville,
he's got three receivers, two here near side, ball on the far hash. Claps his hands. They'll run it. No, they'll throw it, but it gets tipped at the line, picked off. Interception. The return is on inside the 35. Loses an offensive lineman inside the 20. 10. Touchdown. North Greenville scores on defense, and they've cut it to an 8-point game.
A pick six for 40 yards. They put the extra point up. That put them down by 7 here at UWF in Pensacola. UWF got a 28-yard pass by Marcus Stokes to Damani Brown. And then, you had a 21-7 on the kickoff.
After the kickoff here, we'll go down to Camille Clark to get the reactions on the sideline. This one will be returned. They'll take it from at the goal line. Finds a little seam in the middle. This is a big return. Out to the 40, to the 50. If you don't get him, he's gone. They're going to take it all the way back to the house. 100-yard touchdown return. And this game has just gotten crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Now, they officially called it 99, but the UWF Argos suffered a 100-yard or a 99-yard kickoff return by Jarek Foster. Of course, they came back at the very end of that half, and they scored again. They scored again after that, and it was 35-14. So it's good. The defense, by the way, if you have not been watching Argos football, the defense is the story of this team. You just can't score against them. The fact that, you know, they got one was the kickoff return, and then the other one was the scoop and score, and the kickoff return technically goes against the defense. But, I mean, like, the regular 0 points by regular defense. Again, they just keep dominating and dominating and dominating on the field. So it's pretty good. Gulf Breeze Volleyball in the championship on Saturday. 5 sets. Almost. So close. So close for the Lady Dolphins. Very, very close. Not quite. Didn't quite pull it off. So, you know, oh, well, these things happen. It is Veterans Day. So we appreciate all of our veterans. And 11 o'clock, you know, 11th minute, 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month. There'll be celebrations and honors all over. A lot of the events might be canceled today. I know the Milton Parade has been canceled. They're still deciding about whether they're going to have the ceremony itself. I haven't seen a note about the Pensacola event canceled or going, but, you know, we'll let you know as soon as we know whether that's the case. Maybe I should go look. I don't know that I actually looked for that last night. I was, like, more passive seeing what came in. I will say this, though. Good news. The rain is going to be an issue. I was going to say it's good news that school is out today because the crossings for CSX are being refurbished. You know, they're moving. This is not a surprise, but they're moving pretty rapidly. The one by PCC off of Palafox, the St. John cut through that a lot of people take to avoid all the goofiness at Brenton Palafox or Brenton Highway 29. But that one's done and it's fine. Okay, it's fine. They didn't mess it up. But Oakfield and Burgess and Hancock are all like an airport are all like ready to go. There's actually a sign up at Hancock that says today. I don't know if it'll be today, though, because they have they might start digging today. It's water. Like if there's rain, they can't do the asphalt. So I don't know if it's going to start today or not. The sign says it's going to start today. And the reason I mentioned that is because, John, you do traffic every day.
Well, yes, I do.
Tell me which school is going to be directly affected by Hancock, Burgess, and Oakfield being closed.
That would be West Florida.
And Brown Barge, which is on right. Hancock. Yeah, so what I've been kind of preparing you, warning you about is that traffic is always a mess when you're dropping kids off in the morning or picking kids up in the evening. I mean, it's like I live right in that area, so it's always a mess. It's not going to be better when the main road is closed. And when maybe, if depending on what they do, if they close Oakfield, that's both the roads closed. So you're going to have to, like, go all the way around to, I mean, God, Davis Highway or go through Backway Roads, Sarah, or some, like, crazy thing. So I'm just warning you, if you have kids, go to either Brown Barge or West Florida High School. Allow extra time tomorrow, the day after, and we'll just kind of, I'll try to keep you informed about what's going to happen with those. But it's going to... It's going to suck. I mean, there's just nowhere else. Really going to be bad for a couple of days because we know from the past. And airport, too. You know, airport's going to be closed sometime in the near future. 518 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Rain in the area, you noticed. Lots of, like, heavy rain in the, you know, places that you expect to flood are flooded right now. So if you're out driving this early in the morning, lights on, drive slow, pay attention, and, you know, don't drive through any water that you're, you know, not familiar with because you never know what's underneath all that water. The Egg Fest yesterday was great. It's always great. First time outside of the Hadjai Shrine or Hedjai or however you're supposed to say that. I've heard it like 18 different ways, so I don't know. It's the shrine. I guess Hedjai is the way a lot of people say it. So it strikes me as such an odd word to begin with. But on 9 Mile, and, you know, it was great. Lots of folks, lots of money got raised for charity. They just do all kinds of cool stuff. And, you know, of course, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and my favorite part was Brent Lane. who was always the MC for the event, I got to see Brent Lane in his like old days playing 80s music. And I don't look, I appreciate country music because country music is what, you know, makes that station thrive and built this whole complex basically. So I appreciate, even though I don't personally listen to country music. But it was kind of fun seeing Brent spin, you know, old school rap and 80s, you know, one hit wonders for a day. It's kind of, I told him, like, this is my favorite DJ party you've ever thrown. So 520, and, you know, kudos to, Doug Jolly and Lisa Leiter and, you know, all of the folks who put all that, lots of volunteers who put all that stuff together. It was a really good time. 520 on News Radio 92. I'll be full till Wednesday is what I've decided. I'll start eating again on Wednesday. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway Shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said, hey.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
By the way, you know, Trump is, I mean, it's over. Like, it's super over. They called Arizona. They called Nevada. 312 electoral votes for former and future President Trump. Can we call him future President Trump? I guess president-elect.
That's correct.
I don't know what all these silly things, you know, former, elect, Anyway, to Kamala Harris at 226 and Donald Trump at 312. That is the margin. By the way, it's interesting. That is a decisive win, but that is not a landslide. I know it feels like a landslide because you were worried that he was going to lose and because all of the pundits with all their lies and their unreliable statistics were telling us that it was going to be, you know, tight and it was going to all depend on Pennsylvania and, you know, all this stuff. But even though that is a big win, it is not landslide. It's actually in the bottom half of presidential electoral college victories if you look at the course of history. You know, like if you look at, for example, I mean, Clinton, won by, I hate to say it, but it is true. Clinton won by a much bigger margin than that. I mean, Reagan, of course, is the ultimate with taking every single state except Minnesota, which was the home state for Walter Mondale, which it would have been kind of awesome if he'd have won all 50 for his reelection. It's a big win. Like I said, it is more than many, but it is not like landslide category. If landslide is like compared to history, Joe Biden got 306 in 2016 and 2020. So, you know, Joe Biden got 306 in 2020. He got 306 in 2016. Trump did. George W. Bush electoral victory in 2000 was below that, and in 2004. Barack Obama got 365 and 332 in 2008 and 2012. So, you know, just kind of understand the historical perspective. It is a big win. There's no doubt about it. And I think there's, should I say this? There are some people still saying that a lot of the blue states might not even be blue states because they think that those states didn't have voter ID laws and therefore the only reason they went blue, maybe. Well, you know, I suppose time and many congressional investigations will determine over the next 4 years what's actually happened there. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. A suspect behind bars for a mass shooting at Tuskegee University. An 18-year-old was killed. 16 other people were injured when gunfire erupted on that campus on Sunday morning. Police say they've arrested a 25-year-old Montgomery man, and he's been charged with possession of a machine gun. The victim...
It's the pistol with a Glock switch, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
The victim who died reportedly did not attend that university. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be appearing together at a Veterans Day ceremony today. That's happening at Arlington National Cemetery. It'll be the wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then President Biden will deliver some remarks at the cemetery amphitheater there. And researchers are suggesting a new treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. This recently published peer-reviewed study came out of Israel, and they're saying that hyperbaric oxygen therapy can help to significantly reduce symptoms of PTSD.
So high pressure, high concentration oxygen is going to be the thing that's going to help what? Brain? Because I thought the problem particularly with PTSD was, you know, you have established the pathways, the wrong connections. So I'm not sure how oxygen fixes that. But interesting. I mean, hey,
yeah,
if it
sure
works,
either, yeah.
That's the main thing. You know, Andrew McKay, amateur doctor, doesn't have to understand how it works. If it gets results, it gets results. I will take that every day for the people who suffer from that.
Well, and you know, the thing is options. Multiple treatment options are always best. Different people react in a lot of different ways.
Very, absolutely. Very true. David, thanks so much for the update. 527 on News Radio 92.3. If you're considering whether now is the time to buy or sell a home or whether you want to wait, given the interest rates, given the market, you know, all of that, hey, ask Christina Leavenworth. She's an expert about this stuff. She sold 175 homes last year. She's on track to sell about the same number this year. And one of the things I was actually listening to her on Pep Talk, I always like to go to an expert or a professional who tells me something along these lines. Like the mechanic who says, you need to get this fixed, but in 5 months. Like, not today, right? The mechanic who always says today is the mechanic. You're like, well, how much that had to be today? And so I like somebody who tells me things that are sort of contrary to their economic interest. And Christina Leavenworth, I was listening to her on Pep Talk the other day, last week I think it was, and she was talking about how, you know, maybe now is not a great time to sell, not because of the market itself per se, but because it's holidays. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, people are distracted. They're thinking about other things. They have family and they're planning. And, you know, like it's not a time for that. But January and February, they sell a lot of homes. And she said, just wait. You're better off just waiting. You'll get more offers. You'll probably sell it for a higher price. It'll move quicker. You know, all the stuff you want. She says, just wait till January or February. It'll be fine. And I like that kind of advice. I like advice that seems a little bit contrary to somebody's, you know, own interest. But that's what I count on from Christina, because she's just going to tell you what makes sense, what's right from her experience. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. There's all kinds of weirdness brewing in the Capitol since the election. You know, you've got infighting and scheming between, you know, the Mitch McConnellites of the party. And apparently the Rick Scott faction, which Tucker Carlson has now come out in favor of Rick Scott. And, you know, they're going to have their meeting, I guess, on Wednesday, if I remember correctly, between Thune and Conyers and Cornyn. I think anyway, Rick Scott, and they're going to pick who's going to wind up being the Senate Majority Leader. And certainly we would love to see it be Rick Scott from Florida. Interesting wrinkles, though, because if Rick Scott's seat opens up, I guess it wouldn't open up a seat. That's something about a different thing. No, but if he becomes a majority leader, that's big for Florida. Obviously, with the red tide of sorts, and certainly with the changes in Florida, it's a big boon in his cap. I was thinking about Rubio becoming Secretary of State and how if he gets promoted up to the White House, that frees up that seat. And then what the governor does with that seat. I mean, you know, does the governor take the seat? Appoint self, you know, is a possibility. And, you know, is that even something that Trump would allow to happen? You know, do Trump and DeSantis get along well enough that that path, would he appoint Ashley Moody? I mean, I don't know. There's all kinds of possibilities. But the other weird one that's going on right now is there's a move afoot to try to get Sonia Sotomayor to retire from the Supreme Court and jam Kamala Harris in before January 20th. Fun time.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President-elect Donald Trump continues filling out his cabinet.
He made this announcement on Truth Social last night. Tom Homan will be joining the Trump administration in charge of our nation's borders, the border czar. There is nobody better at policing and controlling our borders. Trump also shared this news with the New York Post last night. Trump told the Post, I am honored to nominate Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve in my cabinet as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
A busy week for senators.
Senate Republicans are expected to vote for their new leader Wednesday in a secret ballot election. McConnell's number two, South Dakota Senator John Thune, is facing Texas Senator John Cornyn and Florida Senator Rick Scott in the leadership contest.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol and President Biden, Vice President Harris under the military on Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 71 degrees. We've got rain across the area. Good morning, I'm David Wayne. Well, today is Veterans Day, a day to honor all veterans in our community. There are some parades scheduled around the area, although with the rain, we'll let you know if there's any changes to those schedules. But the downtown Pensacola parade will run from Garden Street down Spring, Main, and Bayfront Parkway and end at Veterans Memorial Park. Of course, the parade is followed by a ceremony and a ringing of the bells at the park. A parade also scheduled later this afternoon on Pensacola Beach. That parade is scheduled at 2 o'clock this afternoon. That starts on Via de Luna past Avenida 10 and goes to the Beach Pavilion. The city of Pensacola officially opened Bruce Beach to the public last Friday. A ceremony was held at the park to unveil Phase 2 of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project. That's part of the Pensacola Waterfront Framework Plan. It supports the city's goal of creating a more connected public waterfront. FDLE is investigating an officer-involved shooting in Escambia County over the weekend. That happened on Amberway Drive about 10:30 on Saturday night. Escambia County deputies say they responded to a home where a man was shooting in his front yard. The man reportedly fired at deputies with an AR-15 when they arrived. Deputies say they ordered the man to drop the rifle, but he refused. Deputies shot him. The suspect was taken to the hospital. We do not have an update on his condition. Deputies say the rifle and a pistol were recovered at the scene of that incident. A FEMA employee now out of a job after advising a disaster relief team to skip homes that had Trump yard signs. FEMA didn't confirm reports of the incident, which happened on Lake Placid, Florida, in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. In a statement Saturday, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell called it reprehensible and said it was a clear violation of the agency's core values and principles. Criswell said the employee involved had been fired. The incident had been referred to the Office of Special Counsel. Governor DeSantis has also ordered a state investigation. Rick Scott says he believes it's time for a sea change in Washington. He was on Fox News yesterday morning. He says the American people have given Republicans a clear mandate to turn the economy around, secure the border, keep the country safe, and make America great again. He also says there won't be any more censorship, men and women sports, or illegal immigrants taking over communities and harming kids. He made those comments here over the weekend. Matt Gaetz wants to know how committed a fellow Republican is supporting President Trump's agenda First District Congressman Gates directed a question on X yesterday towards Senator John Cornyn. The Texas Republican wants to be Senate Majority Leader. Gates asked Cornyn if he'll continue former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's policy of refusing to recess the Senate. Gates said that deprived President Trump of making recess appointments during his first term and called that an act of hostility. It's 534 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a wet day for your Veterans Day. 80% chance of those showers lasting through the morning and the afternoon. High near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Rain could continue through your Tuesday morning. 20% chance of rain through the entire day as things will be drying up in the afternoon. High on Tuesday near 78, low near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we do have 71 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. We've got rain across the area. Your next news at 6 and breaking news.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices were little changed this morning as the threat of supply disruptions from a U.S. storm eased and after China's stimulus plan disappointed investors seeking fuel demand growth in the world's number two oil consumer market. Brent crude futures rose 4 cents to $73.91 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate dropped 7 cents to $70.31 a barrel. UPMC is trimming its workforce by 100 employees while eliminating another 200 unfilled positions. The layoffs come 7 months after UPMC announced job cuts for 1,000 employees at the health insurer and 42 hospital system. Highmark Health President and CEO David Holmberg received nearly $11 million in total compensation in 2023. This is a roughly 16% increase from the previous year, according to a new Internal Revenue Service filing. Futures are slightly higher, with the Dow surpassing 44,000 for the very first time. That's Your Money Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Working like a devil on a boss man. Working for the company.
The
This is a unique one that's hit our desk. We have Mr. Hills here, who's done a really phenomenal job in getting in some of our most vulnerable communities with young men. He's so much so that he's gotten notoriety from the judicial system that are ordering kids into his program. They want them to be a part of it. They feel that it is something very successful. The sheriff is also supported in a variety of ways, as well as DJJ. The problem with that is it comes outside of the 32505 and 01 zip codes, which the mental health contract RFP was originally designed for. He does not want to say no to judges. We do not want to say no to that when we have a vulnerable kid that's right on the verge of that and needs that support.
This is the Scambia Children's Trust meeting, and I'm actually digging. This has been sitting on my desk for, like, I haven't even gotten to it. It's almost a month and a half, something like that ago. Lindsay Cannon, the new executive director out there, and the Scambia Children's Trust has been a lot in and out of the conversation, especially the big conversation about it, Scambia County Commission last Thursday. I'm not going to get to that today, but we will probably get to that tomorrow. But I just wanted to focus on this because I thought it was such a good news story. Hassan Hills, who we've talked with the sheriff about, is the guy that, remember, the sheriff says he knows him really, really, really well, loves what he's doing, arrested him back in the day. Like, you know, people can change, right? And Hassan Hills has changed.
How everybody doing this evening? Right. My name is Hassan Hills, and I'm the founding director of Youth Left Behind, a nonprofit organization here in Escambia County. And we've been in business for 2 years. During these past 2 years, we are trying to identify and help young men reach new horizons in life.
And particularly, I mean, they're getting referrals from the Department of Juvenile Justice. Like, they're working with the troubled kids, the most challenged, at-risk kids you can work with, trying to, you know, grab the kids from the edge and bring them back from being outside of it, right?
One of the barriers that we came up with is that today I might pick up a kid from Godfrey Street, him and his brother. Next week, I might pick him up from Lincoln Park. The week after that, he might be at Marino Court at his auntie house. And the reason being is because the family is unstable dealing with housing. I don't think that a child should suffer from living in a different zip code because of the conditions of his family. We have families that come in our program that become homeless and they live in a hotel room. So that makes us have to either pick them up first or drop them off last, because we want the confidentiality of what they're going through to be between the organization and the staff and not with the other kids.
I mean, keep in mind that for these programs, the basic watchword is creating structure, order, reliability, consistency, and time is what it takes. Okay. So if you've got kids that are kind of in and out because of family instability, well, they're not going to get the help they need and they're going to stay in the margins. And so figuring out a way to help them. And, you know, when you're talking about, like, there's a lot of programs that try. This is a program that is really working. You know, like, if you, in my mind, if you're batting, I don't know, 30%, 50%, you're doing great work. You know, like, the Department of Juvenile Justice sends you 100 kids and you manage to, you know, 30 of them stay out of getting back into the system. Hey, that's 30 kids you've helped. That's great. Listen to this number.
I had 15 referrals in this past year from DJJ, and I have a comprehensive style curriculum that I created that I'm capturing the effectiveness of it through people that has a lived life experience of getting in trouble and seeing how it can help them. And we have a 100% success rate. All 15 kids that was referred to me from DJJ this past year has not reoffended. They completed their community service hours. They came to the program. They went to the Red Cross and throughout the community and did community service hours. And out of every kid that I served this year, every last one of them maintained a 2.0 grade point average. Mm.
That's amazing. And look, you know, it might be in the future that that number doesn't stay at 100%. But what's the goal? Like, to me, like, a third is great. 50% is great. 80%? Amazing. And 100%, if that can be preserved. And even if it can't, I mean, that is an amazing number, right?
I believe that Youth Left Behind is a grassroots
organization.
And we have the support of the community that believes in us. And we're not just interested in being a nonprofit. We're committed. We serve on days that's not funded by ECT. We partnership with the Sheriff Department, and we take children and enroll them in the Blazer Academy. 4 to 5 of our kids, every time they have the Blazer Academy, they're enrolled in there. And then they get to come back to the group and nominate another kid to go on a Blazer Academy for the next time.
And, you know, again, they're working even when they're not getting paid to do the work. You know, it's not the model that you want to necessarily have, but it shows the heart, right? It shows the level of commitment from the volunteer. Because one of the sort of knocks on some of the programs at the Escambia Children's Trust, and this is true for charities generally, you know, that work on the basis of public money, public funding, because the Escambia Children's Trust is, of course, a tax-based entity, is the theory that, well, there's money available, let's go get some of that money, as opposed to there's kids who need help, and let's go help those kids, and then let's figure out a way to, you know, defray the costs by getting some of the tax money for it. And that's what they're doing. And so, you know, it shows by the way they approach it, right?
Where we're at now, we're in Montclair, and we all know that we're dealing with gun violence and all that inside those neighborhoods. I know I am the only program of this kind in that neighborhood, and is well needed.
And it is, absolutely.
The measures of security, I've worked with the property manager there. We put a whole brand new camera system up that's not funded through ECT. They put a brand new gate up with a code. Our partnership with the Sheriff Department, and I contacted them, and they're going to activate those cameras through the Real Life Crime Center. Why? Because just a mile up the road, we got people getting shot, and I have people, children, in this building, and I want to ensure them that their child is safe. Our security staff, we have a wand. Every kid that come to our program, they get wand down before they come in. I want to make sure people are safe.
And look, I know for a lot of you that are, you know, affluent or semi-affluent or, you know, just sort of middle class, intact two-income families or even one-income families, you know, I'm a one-income family because my wife stays home and works, and the house and homeschools our kids and manages the home. Okay, but the point is trying to imagine what life is like for some of these kids who have been in and out of the juvenile justice system. Their family is sometimes in this place and sometimes in that place and sometimes in no place at all. And, you know, weapons are common among their peers, the people that they see. And what are they going to be doing if they're not enrolled in one of these programs? Well, who knows, right? And so you have all kinds of just strange little features of that life that you have to account for when you're running a program like this, because you obviously got to be able to keep these kids safe inside this program.
Have a security staff for the ones that get dropped off. They must get picked back up in the same car that they got dropped off in. If your auntie dropped you off in a Blue Maximum, your auntie got to come back and pick you up. You can't go to your cousin's house. Your dad can't come get you unless somebody call and make contact with one of the staff members that somebody else will be coming to get you. Those are the measures that we're putting in place to ensure the well-being and safety of our children.
Right. And I just, again, what for me, the value thinking about this is, I know the Children's Trust has, you know, had a lot of kind of unfavorable press, and I'm trying to give them as much coverage of the things that they are doing well. And this is one of those programs where, you know, it's working. It's making a difference in the lives of kids. And part of it is just reminding, for me, okay, this is me talking to me, is it's tempting to say something like, you know, I know there's troubled kids out there, but you still kind of read your own experience of life or your own kids' experience of life as the norm for everybody. And the problem is that what your kids or your friends, your kids' friends and your neighbors see as normal is not what these kids see as normal. And trying to work within that environment, sometimes it just helps if those of us who have to pay this tax and think about these impacts remind ourselves of kind of what they go through and what life is like for them and why a program like this is so essential.
I heard you all talking about how much it costs to serve a child. It costs us roughly $2,000 to serve a child. ECT pays for a little bit over $1,300, if I'm not mistaken. But to serve the children that I serve and get the outcomes that I get, it costs a little bit over $2,000 for us to do it. All my staff are on in-kind time. They work half of the time, and they get paid for the other half. Because they're not interested, they committed. I myself, I donate my time as well. None of us get paid overtime, because the children that we serve are our future, and we have to put them on a path to success and show them that more excellent way through this comprehensive mentorship.
And by the way, if you have kind of, you know, you wonder about Hassan Hills, I mean, I told you the sheriff endorses him. Based on everything I've seen, I've had a chance to meet him. He is the new chief of staff for Steve Stroberger, the incoming county commissioner. Which I think is great for, you know, a commissioner to have somebody that's going to bring a completely different perspective on the, you know, what is needed in the community to that office. He's no carbon copy of Steve Stroberger, right? And I like that. But it shows you that, you know, he's got, again, community knowledge that's going to be beneficial. He can make sure that the right people are being helped. You know, historically, very tragically, I think, there's kind of been this operational mindset in Escambia County on the commission that the poor black people are Lumen's people, you know, District 3 people, whether they live in District 3 or not. And he kind of is their commissioner. So for the fact that Steve Stroberger has hired Hassan Hills to be his chief of staff means that Steve is making a very conscious decision to expand that responsibility in an important and good way, like a way that can only be healthy for the community and for the county commission. Last one from Hassan Hills.
A lot of them come through the teen court, and that's a sanction to where if they complete everything and don't reoffend, then it won't be on their record or the charges won't come against. So one of the barriers was, how would they complete community service and how would they write their essay, and they have to donate 12 canned goods. So I bring that comprehensive style. You get arrested and you go before one of these judges, court order them to my program, and I'm going to ensure that they do what they need to do and provide the services for them. And then once they complete our program, we want to refer them out to other ECT-funded programs to do a wraparound service to where we all can have a connection with these kids for a whole year and not just 8 weeks or 12 weeks or 6 weeks. 8 weeks of working with the children I work with is setting them up for failure. They need continuing care year-round based upon the lack of resources and the lack of guidance that they have from a child. So that's the approach that I take.
I hate and love that observation that giving them an 8-week program is setting them up for failure. Because if you think about what's missing in these kids' lives is all the background, okay, that would have produced somebody at a young teen age of being capable of being a responsible, productive, integrated citizen, okay? Family structure is a mess, educational background is a mess, friends, you know, all just general life skills. I mean, you know, survival skills, yes, but, you know, ordinary social skills, financial management, just like all the stuff you kind of take for granted. And he says, look, if we put them in a program for 8 weeks, we get them good for 8 weeks. And then after that, they're going to go right back to what they know, because 8 weeks is not enough to change a life. He's talking about the various programs that the Escambia Children's Trust oversee, creating a kind of network of alternate society remediation that's designed to catch and help and benefit and transform these kids, the ones who are at risk, because their structures don't exist and don't operate effectively. So I just, you know, I love the program. I love what he's doing with it. I hadn't had a chance to, you know him until I had heard him present to the Escambia Children's Trust. And I thought this is a really good story. And I want his name to be a little bit more known to you, because I think he's going to be doing some pretty important things here in Escambia County. 552 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get a car worked on and it's an import, you can take it to the dealership. I mean, that is your choice. That's a choice, of course. You know, you got a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus. They can go to the dealership, or they can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and on Highway 29. Then you say, well, why would I go? I thought you had to go to the dealership. No, by law, you can go anywhere. They cannot force you to go to the dealership. That's a federal law. But also, you might save gas if it's at a distance, time if it's at a distance, money, most likely, and get the work done by people who work on these cars all the time. You say, well, you know, at the Lexus dealership, they really know. Well, Bobby Likas, they really know too, because they work on these cars all the time. That's the point. You know, they work on nice, high-end luxury vehicles. They work on domestic cars too, and not the, you know, all kinds of cars, okay, Chevys and Fords, that's fine too. Diesel engines, gas engines, whatever it is, Bobby Likas, they've been working on for years. You know, that name has been around for forever. Now they got the second location on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where they want you to bring it to them. You know, the well visit. The car well visits, what you want to think about it. Like, you know, that's to prevent and to do the routine stuff so that you can avoid the expensive, catastrophic problem. Bobby Likas Auto Service also does fleet. So if you are, you know, you have your car, that's fine. But if you oversee a fleet, like for a company, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service now at two locations on US 29 across from Walmart. Sorry, Highway 29. I did it right once. I'm still learning. John is teaching me to sound like I actually live here. Because he pointed it out the other day. He's like, you know, people don't say US 29. I'm like, they don't? Dang it. Working on it. Anyway, on Highway 29 across from the Walmart and on Davis Highway in the classic location.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in Wednesday at 10 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. For more, submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Before next fall, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed.
Boom, boom, akalaka like a boom.
Good morning, 5:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Veterans Day. It is raining. I am Andrew McKay, and David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the wind-driven mountain fire in California has now scorched about 21,000 acres. They've got that about 31% contained today. More than 200 homes have burned to the ground because of that. A suspect behind bars after a mass shooting at Tuskegee University. An 18-year-old was killed. 16 people were hurt when gunfire erupted on the campus. A 25-year-old Montgomery man has been arrested. And the victim that died reportedly did not attend the university. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore today, Andrew, is posthumously commissioning abolitionist Harriet Tubman as a one-star general in the Maryland Army National Guard. That's going to happen during a Veterans Day ceremony. Tubman served in the Union Army as a spy, a scout, a nurse, and a cook. And, of course, one of her more famous accolades, bringing slaves to freedom through the Underground Railroad.
Absolutely. And by the way, it's just funny the way my brain always hears. If it can be heard wrong, my brain will hear it wrong. At first, the way it was written, it made me seem like Wes Moore was dead, and he was, as the governor, posthumously awarding the Harriet Tubman Award. So, but that's probably
sorry for the confusion.
That's inside my head at first. So, no, but you know, amazing hero, obviously. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we? Oh, in the category of the continuing anguish over the loss of the election, which I simultaneously I get, but I think it's silly. And also, you know, make fun of a little bit, is there's now a cruise a four-year cruise for people who want to be out of the country for 4 years. They're calling it the midterm selection, the two-year program, a nod to the 2026. They're called, the year-long is Escape from Reality. 3 years called Everywhere But Home. It's like, what is it, 40 grand a year in the vicinity of? So 160 for a double room for 4 years, or 260 for that seems quite wrong. Per person for a double room. That's right. Or 255 for a single occupancy. The one name that I heard that made me laugh a little bit was what they should call it is the Don Voyage. I like Don Voyage. That's cute. Hey, look, if you can afford it, you want to go travel the world for a couple of years and stay out of our politics?
Listen on air at 92.3.